Randy Rouse was on February 2021 as a retired businessman at the Paradise Cafe, and he was a former city councilman. Apparently, because of that interview, he was elected mayor of the city of Santa Barbara. Now, I say apparently because I just made that up. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Mayor Randy Rouse.
Well, Happy New Year, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You're the first guest of 2026. I don't know if your microphone picked up your chuckle when I said that, but I like to take credit if you don't mind.
Hey, yeah, somebody's got to take the blame. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it's funny you should start off that way. You're involved in a few items that we're going to discuss today that are controversial, to say the least. And you and one or two other city councilmen voted to reopen State Street, voted against rent control on certain levels. So we'll get into all that. I'm just wondering if you are as controversial as Mayor Mamdani. That just is going to be, he's going to be issuing executive orders. Can you issue executive orders?
You know, I can't. And there's one thing in life I'm grateful for is that I don't have executive powers, which is good. And I also don't get to vote on my own salary, which is also good. Even though we took a 5% cut last year because of the HCD numbers or the HUD numbers, I should say. I didn't have to vote on my salary like the supervisor did. They gave himself a big raise, but it wasn't exactly popular with the folks out there. So there's not a lot of pressure, but there are probably a few people that wish that Tehran Mamdani was the mayor of Santa Barbara, I guess, from what I understand. Not really sure.
It's going to be interesting to track it and very interesting to see what executive orders he issues. Some were issued by Mayor Adams. And one of them is to prevent people from discriminating against Israel and Israeli citizens. And if he reverses that, I think that's going to be a hot button. So we'll see.
Right.
But do you have any more power than anyone on the city council?
No, not really. You know, I get to run the meeting. I get to cut a lot of ribbons and whatnot, but I'm the same. My vote counts exactly the same as everyone else's does up there. And I do run the meetings per a format that we've agreed on, and I do set certain rules and standards. However, at any given time, a majority of councils say, you know, we want everybody to have 5 minutes instead of three on this meeting. And if they carried the day, then everybody would have 5 minutes. But otherwise, that's about it. That's about the extent of what my extraordinary powers as mayor are. We do set agendas. I mean, I help do that with the city administrator, but other than that, no, it's the same as everyone else.
But you do get invited to cut the ribbons and do a lot. You do a lot more PR than the others.
Well, it's just, you know, it's kind of a symbolic thing. Oh, the mayor came to cut the ribbons. But oftentimes when I can't do it, somebody else on council will do it for me. So,
okay.
But there's no executive power per se.
Okay, City of Santa Barbara, State Street, a hot topic. I don't know if it's too expensive to put it on the ballot and let people vote on it. I don't know if that's a good idea to let people vote on it. There's a lot of people that's impacted not within the city. And maybe, I think you and one other city council members voted to reopen State?
Yeah, I mean, there's never been, I mean, the subject's come up a few times. We've proposed compromises, you know, voted on something like that, still got denied by the majority. But in terms of voting on it, number one, you got to figure out what is it you're voting on, per se. You know, is it a full Monty? Is it a partial opening? Is it one way? Is it both ways? But it was never voted on in the first place. It was a declaration made during COVID. And then after that, council did vote to put Title 31 on, which allows them to function. Doesn't demand that it functions this way, but allows it to function as a closed street. But the proof is in the pudding. We've been closed now for 6 summers, 5 years and counting. And all we're seeing is a business vitality demise on State Street. Used to be the wellspring of our sales taxes. Used to be the highest rents in town. It's neither the above right now.
Now, I would support reopening State Street, not because I want cars running up and down State Street. I think most locals avoided State Street and used Anacapa and Chapala.
Sure.
if someone was visiting from out of town, you want to take a cruise. If you were, if someone was not walking well and you wanted to drop them off, if we wanted to have a parade, if we wanted to have shuttles going up and down. And when I go down on State Street, which I really avoid doing, I see most people on the sidewalk anyway, and I see it's become a giant bike lane.
Yeah, it's been called the Promenade, but it's Promenade name only. And even the chair of the State Street Advisory Committee at the last meeting said we've never had a promenade because the sidewalks were built exceptionally wide when we did them back in the days when we converted from two lanes of traffic each way plus parking to the configuration today. And the idea was to make it a walkable, welcome State Street with plenty of room for pedestrians and outdoor dining. And now we've taken it to the extreme and I'm not really sure what the utility has been, but I do know what the result has been. Cars are not the issue. Cars bring people, and that's the people are the issue. We don't have people down there right now. And if you were local, like you said, Mark, you didn't go down State Street to get somewhere. You went to look at things, maybe find a location. Maybe you're a tourist and trying to see the town. But you went up Chapala or Anacapa if you were going to try to go somewhere. The point was you can never exceed about 12 miles an hour on State Street with all the pedestrian flashers and the crosswalk lights. And that also, we never had a bike problem ever when we had State Street open to cars because you couldn't go faster than 12 miles an hour. So we turned it into a bike freeway, pedestrian and customer-free zone. And it really, you know, I don't have to prove anything. You just go out there and look at it. It just hasn't worked.
Now, my guest, Mayor Randy Rao, City of Santa Barbara, who is unable to issue any executive orders, and I'd like to change that. We have this in common. We want to reopen State Street. I like it the way it is. Apparently, a lot of business owners who own retail on State Street want it reopened. All the restaurant owners want all their expanded ways. You brought up what was done in the past, a lot of money expanding these sidewalks. They do accommodate outdoor dining. And in addition, there's an architect who has been on the program who has shown how the sidewalk outdoor dining can even be expanded even more, keeping trees, but getting rid of some shrubbery and you know, making it even expanding the outdoor dining. Everybody loves outdoor dining. To circle back on what you said about businesses and tax revenue, if someone was arguing with you on that, could they say that businesses were going down anyway and it would have happened regardless of closing State Street?
Well, as you know, Mark, I had my own business downtown. It was on Anacapa Street, but I've been part of downtown. And that was for over 38 years. So there's not any day in the last 40 years where I haven't touched, walked on, or been a part of State Street area. And I've seen the ups and downs, but people, you know, and it got soft right before COVID in the retail. But in 2015, between 2010, 2015, I had some of my best years ever. It's not a linear path. It's an up and down like any other kind of businesses. And that's people tend to forget that. But even that notwithstanding, while other places have recovered, Upper State, Coast Village Road, Goleta, all these areas, State Street has been in decline. And like I said, the other side keeps talking about cars. Oh, you want cars. We talked about car-free cities back in the 70s. I mean, it's not like this is old thinking. Anybody's doing old thinking, it's the people that want to close the streets down. In 1978, there were almost 200 of these urban malls, as we called them back then. Now there's less than 10% of that. Who's got the old thinking going on? And so to me, the properties and the property owners are real stakeholders because they can't choose not to go to State Street. That's where their buildings are. And that's where they go every day. And so they've seen declines in rent. They've seen declines in value. And they've had a hard time attracting and retaining tenants. And it's not because their rents are high. The rents are down in the 1990s levels right now and per square foot. People are moving out to Coast Village Road to pay 3 and 5 times as much rent as they did on State Street. People that were State Street merchants. So you know, we, it's a, it's an experiment that has been tried, and this experiment that has not gone well. We need to get back and get open and get vital again.
My guest, Mayor Randy Rouse, City of Santa Barbara. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. I have spoken to commercial agents. I've been a residential agent for going on 37, 38 years. And they tell me that a lot of evaluating commercial property can be based on cars driving by. I don't know why. And certainly, as I mentioned, I've spoken to several business owners on State Street who want to see State Street reopen. I love when State Street was closed for parades, for the farmers market. I never understood why there was farmers market was closed, was on State Street for one day, and then it was over in the parking lot another day. I would love to see an expansion of closing State Street for events. I think I interviewed a mayor up in near Sacramento somewhere where they had almost, not that I would agree to every weekend, but a lot of weekends were suddenly some event and some, you take something and create and close State Street and bring people. Is that on the table?
Yeah, everything's on the table. You know, my classic example is San Luis Obispo. I've spent a fair amount of time up there and talking with the mayor and their council on how they do things. And they've taken a lot of the barricades, the portable barricades like we use now for the farmers market on Carrillo. And they took them and they gave them to their art community, and the art community decorated the barricades. And while they don't have closed streets per se, they open and close streets all the time, just like what you were talking about, for events, for concerts, for festivals. All this stuff is possible. But right now, what we've created is just this kind of big blank vacant zone. And going back to the car thing, it is. I don't know how the retailers measure how the value of the property is supposed to go. But I have heard this from national retailers. They say, I don't open on closed streets. I go, well, why? They go, number one, closed streets have a bad track record. They fail. They fail everywhere, fail for decades. They go, number two is you need to have the visibility. You need to have the whether it's drive by, walk by, or whatever. You need to have that kind of, that's why they spend so much money decorating their storefronts. So, and yeah, that's something, I'm not a retailer, so I didn't really understand that as much. But that's one of the things as well. We have to bring the vitality back downtown. The Central Business District has to get back to being a business district once again. Now, that being said, you know, if we can increase housing downtown, all the better. All the better. That'd be fabulous. But we have to get the vitality back.
My guest, Mayor Randy Rouse, City of Santa Barbara, and in the second segment, we are going to touch on housing downtown, Paseo Nuevo, La Cumbre Plaza, and rent control. And you mentioned retailers and, you know, the electric trolley. I know that first started, I think it was free, and then they charged a minimal amount. I'm trying to remember if regular buses ever go down State Street, or was it just the trolleys?
No, not as a route per se, but we did the trolleys. The trolleys were free at first. They've always had to be subsidized. To be honest with you, the reason why we started charging a fee was to kind of prevent some folks just for jumping on ride around all day that had nothing else to do but hang out on the trolleys. So it got a little abusive. So we actually started charging for those reasons. It never was really a fare box recovery thing. Now, those trolleys are gone, and I understand that there's none that are being manufactured right now. In the time being, we've contracted with the golf cart company that is, and we're trying to evolve that into the right hours and the right configuration to give people the ability to go up and down State Street. So that's a bit of an improvement, but still, that the trolley was a great way to see State Street, a great way to you know, I'd love it if people would say, I'm going to go stay at the Fest Parker and I'm leaving my car there for the whole time I'm in Santa Barbara. I'm either going to rent one of those e-bikes or I'm going to jump on a trolley and go see the town and forget about my car. That'd be great.
I think that's great. And I want to remind everybody that when State Street was open, and I was here when there was parking on State Street and there were two lanes each way and it changed to these big sidewalks and I loved it. Yeah. And the bike lanes were created, you know, one going down, one going up. I thought it was very, very safe and efficient for bike riders. And so it seems there's got to be a way, because certainly there's no money to make everything level and create some paseo. And let's face it, we have a paseo where people could walk in front of storefronts, and that didn't work out too well, did it? Maybe we'll touch base on that. Let's touch base on that in the next segment. My guest, Mayor Randy Rouse, City of Santa Barbara. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.